Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
I've heard. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mark 2:22. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Father. We read from verse 21. Let's read together, church. One to go. No one sows a piece. Are we together? Let's read again. More alive. One to read. No one sows on an old garment and a tear is made worse. Okay, maybe we'll see it in the NLT so that it's better understood. One to read. Besides, for the new patch will shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving even... Yes, so it's very understandable, isn't it? Meaning if you join old patch with new clothing, what will happen? The new one will what? Shrink and rip away from the old clothing, isn't it? Leaving even bigger tear than before. Next part of scripture. And no one puts what? So Jesus is explaining this thing in diverse ways. Are we together? You know, I feel so bad that I can't remember the context from the very beginning. It would have been so lovely. But I just borrowed it as we're singing the song so that it will strengthen what I'm trying to teach tonight. But of course, to be first, then we can say something about this. Is it no one puts... This is the second concept. Now, no one puts a what? A new wine into old wineskins. For the wine will burst the wineskin, and the wine and the skins would be both lost. New wine calls for what? New wines. That's part of scripture. All right. So Jesus here is saying no one puts what? New wine into what? Old wineskin. And somehow, if you look at the Bible, I think Romans 7 and 6, you have a clue of this based on what Paul the Apostle wrote. Let's see it briefly. Let's read together. It says, but now we have been released from the law, for we died to it and are no longer captive to its power. Now we can serve God, not in the old way of obeying the letter of the law, but in the new way of living in the Spirit. So if you try to mix the two ways, Paul says something in Galatians, you say you frustrate the grace of God. For instance, he said, if righteousness, we're traveling, okay? So still hit the point. He said, if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ died in vain. And sometimes I wonder what is happening in the heart of people when they see us trying to emphasize the difference between the law and grace. Some people are wondering whether it's even necessary. It is very necessary. And we're explaining as we're teaching. See what the Bible says, for instance, in Romans 8 from verse 2. I would have read from verse 1. We'll go back to verse 1, but because of context. From verse 2, it said, and because you belong to him. Okay, let's read from verse 3. Verse 3, because of what we're saying. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So you see, there was an attempt by the law to save people from sin. Are we together? Meanwhile, the main purpose of the law was not to even save people from sin. It was to tell people or show people how sinful they were. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You see it in Paul's writing several times, telling people that the purpose of the law was not to save people from sin. It was to show people how what sinful they were. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because Jesus is the same, or God Almighty is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If the way out from sin is Jesus today, the way out of sin was still Jesus yesterday. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because it's the Lord God that changeth not. I told you scriptures is like mass, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the formula cannot change. God is forever the same. Alright? So if Jesus is the way out of sin today, it means that Jesus was the way out of sin yesterday, and he is the way out of sin in the future. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, the law was used wrongly by the folks that the law came to. The main purpose of the law was not to save people from sin. And that's why they used to practice a practice, right? Every once in a year, that they would kill a lamb, and on the strength of that lamb, they would feel so nice for a year again. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Till they do that practice, alright? Not because the blood of that lamb was doing anything. Of course, you know, God vindicated himself. The blood of those lambs were not doing anything. It was to teach these people, alright, about the coming salvation that will come through who? Jesus Christ. So that when Jesus come, who is the what? Lamb that take away the sin of the world. Israelite especially, and everybody will recognize him, alright? And understands that now their sin is forgiven and their nature of sin gone away, and now they are new creations in Christ Jesus. But you see, Satan is very cunning. Instead of this practice of the law to end after the coming of Jesus, because the Bible had said, can you remember a part of scripture in Galatians? It said, Christ is the end of the law. What part is that? Galatians what? It said, Christ is the what? End of the law. So Christ is the end of the law, meaning the manifestation of Jesus should end the law. Alright? They were trying to kill a lamb every once in a year, and on the strength of the lamb, they felt good for a year. Are we together? So now here comes the lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Are we not supposed to stop the practice because the main deal is here? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? That's what it means for Christ to be what? The end of the law. But Satan now made sure that these people did not stop. Even till date, Israelites feel like there's a physical temple that God will come and reside in the end of the time. Alright? And from there, he will judge the whole world. In fact, they don't take the name of Jesus as serious as we do in Africa. If you go there and tell them Jesus is the savior of the world, in some places they may even stone you to death. It's like blasphemy. Are we together? That is why we have to teach and convince people so much of the gospel. You know how this thing happened? The Bible spoke about the yeast of the Pharisees. The lies of the Pharisees. Like, it likened their lies like yeast. These guys actually lied. If you remember the story, they collected money, the soldiers, and they lied that they stole his body. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Till date, those folks still think that they stole Jesus' body. That he was fake. Even though the dead are coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Sick are getting healed. They still don't believe. You see why we must convince people with the truth, isn't it? Don't joke with lies. Religion is predicated upon lies. A lot of lies. And who is the father of all lies? Satan. I'm traveling somewhere. You see, somebody may say it's just some little wrong doctrines. They are not bad people. You can never be better than the doctrines you have, which are right in your spirit, in your soul. So if your doctrines are wrong, your life will be wrong. Alright? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So you may desire to live good, but if the doctrine is wrong, you cannot have capacity to live good. You are as good as the good knowledge in you, or you are as good as the knowledge of truth as on your inside. If you have assumptions on your inside that you mistake for truth, even if you have good intention, you still live bad life. Alright? More like, the things I don't want to do, Paul speaking, I find myself what? Doing them. So you hate evil, but you still love evil at the same time. That was Paul's situation. And everybody saw the case. In Romans 7:1, he says, I speak to them that what? Know the law. The word knowledge there is kinosko in Greek. It means experiential knowledge. Knowledge that comes from experience. So Paul is speaking from experience. I speak to some of you who have an experience from, you know, trying to live by the law and believe in the law. Alright? So you people understand with me. More like if you grew in Wadata. Alright? And I speak about Wadata, you should understand. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Because you grew up in Wadata. So if you grew in Makodi and I speak of BSU, are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Or Lagos. If I'm talking about describing a city, somebody that grew in Lagos, if I grew in Lagos and I'm describing Lagos, somebody that grew in Lagos will just be smiling. But you that grew in another place may not even take it serious. It may not mean anything to you. So Paul is like, me, Paul, I tried to live by the law before and God has helped me. For instance, he said, I count every knowledge I had that was wrong, junk for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So he dropped everything he knew about the law, alright, that was wrong, alright, because he saw Christ and understood Christ and etc. Christ is the big deal. He's the main deal. So he's speaking to a people that are living by the law because, you know, he understands their experience. He was there. So he said, I speak to them that know the law. Alright? He said, although the law is good, somewhere around 9 and 10 of Romans 7, he said, but the effect of the law is bad. Is the law not good? Thou shalt not steal. Is it bad? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Is it bad? But it working as a system for us is bad. You can't just keep 10 laws and say, obey this, don't obey that. When you tell people, obey this, don't obey that, and they don't have capacity not to do what is wrong, you are killing them. You have made them even worse than you met them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Imagine you tell a pig without doing anything on his inside. You see mud, you keep pig, you now command the pig, don't enter mud. If you understand, you know, some people eat the pig, but they don't understand the nature of pigs. If you understand the nature of a pig, it's impossible. And you see, they are entering mud because of their nature, not because they like mud. God did not create any animal to like mud. But their nature, alright? The kind of heat those animals are feeling on their inside. They just want to enter there. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Anything that looks like water, they are entering. Wow. They just see, they just as long as it's soft, they won't know it's your poo-poo. They'll start swimming on the inside. Because of it's their nature. And that's why some of us hate them. Alright? Now imagine you beg a pig not to enter mud. And mud is at the side. Huh? Are you not being funny? Imagine you beg goats and keep grass. Hey, by the side. Say goat. I love you, goat. I would do anything for you, goat. Make sure you don't eat grass. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. As I'm saying this now, it's making some sense to you. How you promised Jesus when you heard the doctrine that made you to think about hellfire. And he said that was the last time you are going to sin. So what then happened? You sin again. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Then you now heard about rapture and you cried. Then you sin again after 2 weeks. Then you now heard about lake of fire. And how hot it is that some of you that are going to make it to hell, for instance, not you people here, I'm saying the preacher is saying some of you, for instance, that will make it to hell, then he's now saying you'll be put into the lake of fire. And you're like, Jesus Christ, they are not repenting, they are scared. They are scared of lake of fire. And what will happen? They will repent for that season. After a while, their nature, you see, as I was likening it to pig's nature, their nature wants to still go back to sin. So Paul was like, that cannot change anybody, even though it's nice as a season. You know, thou shalt not sin is nice. Of course, you're not supposed to steal, commit adultery. And that's cool. But as a system for us to stop sin, it can't work. That's what Paul said. He said, little wonder, the things you don't want to do. I don't want to do. He was telling them about himself. The things I don't want to do because I was, you know, more like writing a story for them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So that they learn from his experience. And because Paul was very sure that they are white and white and etc. does not mean they are not in sin. Paul was very sure they were in sin. Because he was wearing white and dressing like that and still loves sin. He still wish he can go to club. under white and white. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Am I making sense to you people? So Paul was like, forget it. As long as it is where I used to be, I'm very sure that all of you reading this, the things you don't want to do, you will find yourself wanting to do them. As long as you are in a religious circle, the things you don't want to do, you what? Find yourself doing. Because you are trying to live by a wrong method. The law. Then Paul called himself wretched in that state. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who can what? Deliver me. Hallelujah to Jesus. Meaning Paul agreed in that state of his life that he needed deliverance. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Then he said something at the tail of it, blah, blah, blah. Now to crown it all, in Romans 8:7, when he began to understand, because he's trying to help them, you know, travel from the law into grace. Because you cannot put this new wine, this new life, this freedom, this kingdom, you can't experience it with the old method, which is the law. This new life. You see why we always emphasize law, grace, law, grace. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. These ushers, what are they doing? Come and carry this boy to children's church. And be teaching him. GA is for Abraham. B is for Bartholomew. Give them and sit down, pastor. Let them carry him to children's church. Be teaching him. A is for Abraham. B is for Benson. C is for Catherine. Christ, yes. D is for Daniel in the lion's den. Hallelujah to Jesus. Where were we? I can imagine the next 5 years how children will fill this place. So we have to just keep a place for them. Amen. In our building, we have a very nice place for them, soundproof, so that if they are shouting, Holy Ghost, fire, Jesus, if they are playing drum, nobody will hear them. Amen? So where was I before Elam? One day you hear this message that he's the one that distracted service. Where was I before Elam distracted me? What? Yes, why we always emphasize, you cannot put what? New wine in what? Old wineskin. God will not allow this new life to find expression if you have law mentality. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you may think you are doing what is good, but after a while, you still go back to the gutters. You go back to sin. Alright? So we are traveling. So in Romans 8:1, after Paul has figured out everything, you know, and he's trying to bring them now into the realm of grace. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You came and brought us into the realm of grace. You know that song, right? He said, there is therefore now. Know what? To those who are in what? Remember he has said, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? He said, but in Christ there is no condemnation. No probability of condemnation, even in the future. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit? Meaning in Christ we are walking according to what? The Spirit. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? You have embraced your true nature. Your true nature is spirit, not flesh. God said, let us create man in our image and likeness. When he created that man, the man was not sin, but the man existed. So who is man? Man is a spirit that has a body so that he can live on the earth. So the Bible says, God formed man from the dust of the ground and blew the breath into man, and man came alive as a living soul. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So who is man? Is man flesh? No. What was death? Adam said, I'm naked. Now he was conscious of himself as flesh. That was death. When you become conscious of your nature as flesh, you are dead. Because you are not flesh. You are a spirit. I know it's very troubling to say I'm a spirit, because some of you, the picture of a spirit is ghosts in Hollywood. You are not a ghost. Jesus resurrected. Alright? Came and ate food. Right? Was caught up in the glory with the same body. Right? Were people able to touch his hand? So, was he a spirit? And he said, as I am, so, where? So that you are eating food does not make you flesh. Because after eating with the 12, he said, okay, we'll see another time. He left. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Say, it's a lie. Jesus did not eat so that when he goes to heaven, he will not go to the toilet. He ate too. So he said, prove to me that Jesus goes to the toilet in heaven. You have a problem. You have a serious problem. What would that proof do to you? Are you here? Glory. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, those who are in Christ Jesus do not walk after the flesh. They walk after the Spirit, according to the Spirit. Verse 2. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has what? Made me free from the law of sin and death. Are you seeing this now? Say, I'm free. Made me free. Not going to make me free. How many of you are in Christ? Now you are in the Spirit. You are in the Spirit. And the law of the Spirit, which is the word of God I'm teaching you tonight, has made you free. You see, they did not say set. Made. You were set free many years ago. Now as you know the truth makes you free. You see? You take the horn by your head. You just lay hold of the truth. Paul said, fighting the good fight of faith to lay hold of eternal life that has been given to us already. That's what we are doing tonight. And every day we come to church. You see, that's why church is important. Because anytime you come to church, you are laying hold of the truth. Of God's word. And it's becoming your reality. Glory to God forevermore. Now, don't worry about your neighbor. Shout, I'm a spirit. That have a body. And I'm living on the earth. Glory to God. Glory. You know, sometimes if you really understand this thing, alright, you can wake up and dance cultural dance. Yes, sir. In your parlor. I do it a lot. Yes. There was one time I wanted to sing a particular song. I was now playing, looking for the song on YouTube. Then these Gen Z singers were singing it with good. It was not so nice. I wanted to hear it in an Igbo ethic tone. And I saw one woman with one cap like that. I played that one. If you see how the anointing filled my room, I started doing like this. Alone. You know this generation, everything that will be speaking Queen's English, even inside Igbo song. I come, mama, kangaroo. Sing it in the Igbo. This look for one original Igbo woman. I come, mama, kangaroo, Jesus. Ebu bedike. You feel the anointing more. Queen's English every time. You know. Obinyonye the cookie. It's not every song you be doing all of those things. Do you understand? And I felt in my spirit when I was checking this, so I said, if I play this woman's own, I'll feel the anointing. My spirit told me. And as I played it, truly I felt it. Oh, you could even tell she was singing from her heart. You know, some of you that are doing it, oh, you don't used to pay attention to the supernatural. You pay attention to your throat. But she didn't care how the thing was coming. She was just saying her mind to God. Do you understand? I'm trying to point out her heart to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm trying to remember the song, but it's not just coming to my head. Kai, oh God. It's okay. One day I'll remember. I would have sung the song. You would have seen how everybody was scattered dance in this place. It's a wonderful, nice song. I didn't even know how it came to my heart that day. Praise God. When you read this kind of thing, sometimes you want to dance cultural dance. It's not a joke. Glory to God. Made me free. I'm free indeed. Next part of scripture. Where we wanted to hit. It says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak, because of the flesh. Because of the weakness of the flesh, NLT said, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of what? On account of what? He what? Even what? He destroys sin in the flesh. Destroys sin in the flesh. Do we have this in the TPT? Do we? It said, for God achieved what the law was unable to accomplish. Because the law was limited by the weakness of human nature. Yet God sent his own son in human form to identify with human weakness. Oh, glory. Clothed with what? Humanity. God's son gave his body to be the sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and what? The power of sin. Glory to God. That's why Jesus said in Hebrews 10 and 5, if you remember, he said, let's see if we can read it in the TPT again. Let's see if we can read it there. It says, so when Jesus the Messiah came into the world, he said, since your ultimate desire was not another animal sacrifice, you have clothed me with a what? A body that I might offer myself instead. You see that? He never treasured all of those animals. No, he never needed them. He never. He was using that to teach the people the coming of the Messiah. So that when he comes, we'll remember, that's why we're doing all of this practice. Remember what I said. Christ is a what? End. When he comes into manifestation, we stop every religious practice that the Jewish people were doing and they pass it on. You know, they didn't even pass it on to us. We carried it by ourselves because Christ is supposed to end it. If anybody be in Christ, he doesn't get into water because he's the living water. Christ is the living water. You didn't answer me very well because you want to still go and dive inside one water. Christ is the living water. If anybody is in Christ, he cannot enter water. Because we're using water for illustration. He's the end of every type and shadow. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Some people will argue, and I'm not arguing back, I promise. Alright? Now, since Christ has come, we don't kill any lamb. Not even any dove. Alright? Because the Holy Spirit is not some dove. The Holy Spirit came in form of a dove. He's not dove. So dove on the front of a building or anything does not mean the Holy Ghost is there. If you saw a dove, pursue it. Now the Holy Spirit is not dove. Again, I'm saying. He came in form. Meaning if you look at the form, it resembled dove. Huh? The presence of God came in form of a dove on Christ. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? But he's not dove. Alright? And hallelujah to Jesus. And when the presence of God came upon Jesus, alright, it was an affirmation that he was a son of the living God, the lamb that would take away. And I told you, John was actually doing something interesting. Whatever he called baptism, the people, even though John understood, remember, John lectured us in John 1. He said, I didn't know the Messiah, but the one that sent me said, the way I will get the Messiah revealed to Israel is by this algorithm called baptism. Yes, so enter water, come out. Enter water, come out. He said, but the one that if I choke inside water, and as he wants to come out, the Spirit of God will come upon him and remain. He's the one. So meaning baptism was an algorithm to find who? Jesus. And get him revealed to who? Israel. It's not supposed to be a practice. That's why, for anybody that's got into water, no lie, no condemnation. You were never changed after you left any water you entered. It's the truth. But when were you changed? When you became filled with the Holy Spirit, something changed about your life. And the Bible even illustrated the working power of the Holy Spirit like water. It said, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and wash her by the washing of the word. You see that? If the Holy Ghost fills any individual, he begins to teach that individual God's word. And the effect is as water washes somebody from his debt. And you guys get what I'm trying to explain. So is the Holy Spirit water? If you are getting into water, you got to drink it so that you become clean on the inside. Because it's not touching your intestine. So I don't agree with baptism till you drink that water you are swimming in. Why will you wash your flesh outside and not wash your intestine inside? But the Holy Ghost fills you inside. the overflow comes outside. The change is from where? Inside out. He said, the one come in Christ Jesus, we are after his order. He said, we'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and the effect will be like what? Fire. Yes. You know, I met some brother, he said, there's Holy Ghost baptism and fire baptism. I said, no, you don't understand. But the Holy Ghost comes upon you and I tell you, it's not like breeze, it's fire every time. The first time you encounter the Holy Ghost, you feel like you're on fire. If you feel like you took coke, you chew coke, no, that's not the Holy Ghost, it's fire. Sometimes you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit so chill. I mean, that's after you have really received fire. Who here from the first day you were filled the Holy Ghost, you were feeling one chill breeze just, you know, it's always fire. It was your barakata. Say, I can't feel the Holy Ghost, but this I prayed in tongues. No. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's some holy demon. If it's the Holy Ghost, I mean some unholy demon. If it's the Holy Ghost, the effect is as what? Fire. You know, you can never be a Christian and say, I don't, you see me, I don't know how to shout. Christians know how to shout. If you knew me before, you would not believe I can talk like this. The first time I preached, I cried on stage. Out of shame. I was just teaching prayer. They carried me. No jokes, true life story. Faith is causing a reaction. I mean, the gospel is causing a reaction, a response of faith. But if I didn't go to preach, that guy would not be able to even have faith. There will be no avenue for faith. The faith cometh by the hearing of God's word from my mouth. That's why the Bible said the earnest expectation of all creation awaits your manifestation. You are the hope of creation. If you don't preach to them, nobody is coming to preach to them. Their faith to believe God will come from the speakings of God's word from your mouth. That's why if you understand this, it will be very difficult to misbehave in God. I mean, you see five people and you want to talk about Messi and Ronaldo. It's not possible. The first thing is the gospel. The second thing is the gospel. Even if you are there in business, of course, you are done with your business talk first. You enter the gospel. You talk the gospel. By God's grace, I've converted Muslims. I'm not insulting their religion. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because, you know, some people say, just respect people's faith and leave them to their belief. We are not disrespecting their faith when we preach the gospel to them. Listen carefully. One time, one of my boys in he was schooling there, and he had this Muslim always coming to his meeting. So he was asking me that the guy is his friend and he's feeling guilty because he's teaching about Jesus, and the guy, he doesn't know that the guy is happy or sad. He said he wants to talk to the guy that he should not feel bad, or he just have to preach. I said, don't talk to him. Keep on preaching. He kept on preaching like that for less than a month. The guy now raised his hand that he wanted to receive Jesus. He was now shocked. I said, just preach the word of God. Leave the consequences to the Holy Spirit. Alright? We understand that it may seem like we are trying to infringe on their right. And that's why you must be led by the Spirit. As I'm talking now, I don't mean go and enter a mosque and carry a megaphone. They will beat you. They will beat you waiting no good. But sometimes you may be sitting down. That's why we are men of the Spirit. You may be sitting down in a car, traveling with somebody. You don't even know their faith yet. The Holy Ghost will tell you, speak to them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You just respond as a man of the Spirit and you begin to speak to the people. You may be so shocked. I told you one story one time about a pastor that was praying with his friends. He was praying with his friends, and while he was praying with his friends, the Holy Spirit opened his eye to see a man who was about to commit suicide. And the man left his family and was going to commit suicide. So the Holy Spirit opened his eye. He didn't understand the meaning of that, so he was driving back home. And as he was driving back, now the Holy Spirit called the man's name. Alright? As he was driving back home, somebody now stopped him and said he should help him to reach the bridge close to the river or ocean or whatsoever, that he wants to see some people there. And he just opened the door kindly as a pastor and helped the man to enter. And as they were going, and I said, please, what is your name? The man called his name. He didn't remember immediately. Then he now remember. He said, what did you say is your name again? He called his name. He just stopped the car. He said, this is your name. This is your house address. You have two children. The guy was so shocked. He said, again, lastly, you are about to go and commit suicide because of this. But the Lord said I should speak to you, blah, blah, blah. The guy started crying. He said, this is a proof that God is alive and is real. And he knows you. He took the man back home to his family. Hugged the man. The man became a Christian afterwards. Now, somebody now asks me, he said, how is it possible for God to use somebody like he used that pastor? When you pray and study your Bible, you are speaking something in the realm of the Spirit. What you are shouting in the Spirit is, Lord, I'm available, use me. Lord, I'm available. It's not by saying, use me, Lord. There is an action you must take. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When you begin to have time to pray, 1 hour, you are saying, God, in this text space, use me for your glory. You see, because if you don't pray, you are telling God that, it's for my belly I'm living. You see, you struggle to learn different programming language, but in the night and in the morning you didn't pray. It is a proof that anything you want to get out from this text space is for your stomach. The only proof that what you are doing will work for the glory of God tomorrow is that after you are done, you create one small time, like 1 hour, 2 hours. I say, Lord, it is you that is my boss. I'm here because of you. And when I get there, you will use me for your glory. When I get to the highest position in tech, you can use me to influence people's decision to love you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So people will come with offers and say, do us something that will make a man kiss a man in a cartoon. And you are the only one that can do it. And they say it's some billions of dollars. You look at the money and smile. You are happy. You are happy you are able to face this kind of situation. I mean, you are not crying and say, God, I'm leaving money. Mm-mm. You are excited that for Jesus' sake, you are rejecting billions of dollars. I'm more excited because for his sake, you have more than billions of dollars. There are two sides of the coin. Don't think when you reject the word for Jesus, you'll be poor. It's a lie. The gold are his. The silver are his. The cattle above 1,000 hills, they belong to God. If you reject Satan, now, when Jesus rejected the offer of Satan, you own the whole world. The earth is the Lord's. Its fullness thereof. The world and what? If you reject Satan today, you will gain everything he wants to give you tomorrow in double. You will. This is not a fairy tale. It's the truth. You know, when Christians are not aware of these things, they sing funny songs like, take the world and give me Jesus. You know all those songs? Because they think that embracing Jesus is a disadvantage to plenty things. It's a lie. You can know Jesus and become very rich. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can know Jesus and become very rich. Very, very rich. Like I told you, Adam lost a connection with God in Eden. He now lost all the money in Eden. All the glories in Eden. Every money in Eden, he lost it. Are you listening to me? What did Jesus bring? He brought fellowship back. He brought us into everything Adam lost. He's called the second Adam. He came to restore what the first Adam lost. So to think that God created you in this world to suffer is a mirage. How can you think that this good God created you to suffer? That you should just be crying in church and not have money. The people that have the money, do they have two heads? Listen, we will not do what they are doing. Oh, let me show you something. I screenshotted that scripture, so permit me to use my phone to show you that scripture. I heard it from a dear preacher, and I just decided to screenshot the scripture. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, Proverbs 20:21. Proverbs 20:21. It says, an inheritance gained hastily at the end, at the beginning will not be blessed. Will not be blessed at the end. Now, let's see it in another rendition. Give me in the TPT if it's there. It said, if inheritance is gained too early in life, it will not be blessed in the end. Let it not look so funny. And give me in the NLT. Okay, just give me in the old KJV. Let me use the same rendition, yes. He said, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. I like it like this. An inheritance may be gotten what? Hastily at the beginning. He said, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. God is not in God's character that you rush to get money. Because when you try to rush getting money, you end in compromise. What I mean is that you are ready to do anything to get money. It's not God's wisdom. Are we together? So he said, anybody that rush in life to get money, that is ready to do anything to get money. You know, God said something in the book of Romans 1. He said, everything I've done is so that people are without no excuse to know that I exist as God. Don't pray in tongues, blasting in tongues. Close your Bible. Thank God. Carry physics and look at it. How you start understanding things will be on a different level. Because your mind is very fresh now. I hope you know, every civilization that came into this world, electricity, most of the famous major ones, it was Christians, reverends that started it. Go and check the history. They were Christians. Don't leave this space for demonic people. You know, people Satan is using, and start saying they are 666. Get into the space. Get into tech. Get into robotics. Get into AI. We can take over whatever they are doing there and use it to the glory of God. See, they have it now. They are forcing our children to... We will not know. Sometimes our children haven't seen it without us knowing. Now, we are watching Spider-Man and Superman. Superman, they say Batman is kissing another man. In that nice cartoon that some of us here watch innocently. Yet, nobody can petition them because they know it. They know how to program it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What if we come with something more even deeper than them? And our own, it is Moses speaking with an angel. Our own is Christ Jesus speaking to the disciples. You know, we do things that will make them begin to wonder where we are thinking from. Because the Bible says we are the light of the world. It says a city set upon the hill. God did not light a candle which is us and put under a bushel. The world is likened to a bushel here. We are the light of God. We are supposed to be on top of the world. On top of tech. On top of medicine. On top of education. Not under. Say, I'm not under. I'm on top. That's why you do away with those stupid things that say school is scam. Engage your mind. Are you listening to me? Engage your mind. Be the best in what you do. Oh, glory to God. I mean, I see the days where God will raise a man in this place and say, go and concentrate on Newton's second law of motion. I want to start something through you. I want to bring about an innovation. You see the guy reading physics. You think he's foolish. Before we know, boom. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? I mean, that's Christian life. That's revival. That's revival. They say you go to Makurdi, you meet some guys they call Glory Carriers. They are bringing innovation in every field of life. It's revival. Because when they ask you why, how did you come about this? You say eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. You are pointing them back to Jesus now. Not to yourself. How do you prove to God that you can be used and trusted in this field? When you are done doing everything, reading, you pray in tongues. They see that intelligent boy in the night. You know that your reading, working hard is an agenda. It's an agenda. Why am I reading so hard? It's an agenda. We have an agenda. So that when we read so hard, at the end of everything, we'll make first class. When we make first class, they will make us HOD. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's an agenda. When we become HOD, we'll influence decisions. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We will say, if any lecturer terrorizes any female student, we'll take him up there. And you see, the reason why you are not scared is because you know you will not do it. You are free indeed in Christ Jesus. Do you know why some HODs will not talk? They've done it before. The record is there with other lecturers. But you are coming there as the light of the world. God will not take you to a position you become the VC. Now you are influencing decision. They said there was a generation in BSU from 2001 to 2016. The school was so wonderful because a man ruled as VC in that school. That's what we are talking about. And because you are the one there, you influence in decision to bring another person like you there. Because you want to sustain that order. The Bible said Daniel was so excellent amongst all the 7-9 kingdoms in his time. And the people were biased. He was not worshipping their God. But they said because Daniel knows this physics too much, it will be only useless. It will be not good for us. Alright, we'll be deceiving ourselves to say another person should superhead that committee. For the fact that Daniel knew better, it will be good for our nations. It will be good for our cities. Let him be the chairperson. Because if he's in charge, he will bring about innovations that will bless all of the nations. They couldn't help it. The value Daniel had was too much. So wickedness cannot take Daniel down. He couldn't take Daniel down. Why? He had too much value. So they put him up there. But of course, Satan still tried. Alright? Now, so much excellence and hard work took Daniel up there. That's one. Daniel was up there. But when he went up there, Satan came through some people. They influenced the king's decision. They said, Daniel will not bow to your God. Who is Daniel? Daniel did not bow. He did not bow. The king said, take him. Now look at how wicked the world can be. Look at how wicked Satan can influence people to be. A man who is determining the civilization of over 7 kingdoms combined together. I mean, whatever he's saying is helping 7 kingdoms or more. They didn't think twice to throw that man in the lion's den so that lion can eat him and just kill him. They want to destroy that man in a few seconds, a few minutes. See how wicked Satan can be. Without the anointing, anything you are working for is useless. Satan can destroy it. Satan does not care about the value you only have to offer. It's important you have value to offer. You must be anointed. Imagine Daniel was now anointed. With everything he could offer, he would have died in the den of the lion. But he had the anointing. When they fixed Daniel in the lion's den, what came for him? Now, what rose for him? It was not the value he had to offer to the 7 kingdoms. It was the anointing. The fact that every morning he would turn towards Jerusalem and pray. Are you seeing the connection now? You are not just working hard. Early in the morning you are praying. In the night you are praying. Showing your dependency on God. That's why when problem came, Daniel did not cry. He had a track record. He had been depending on God all this while. What happened? They threw him in the lion's den. He did not die. I like the fact that one of the servants, that the soldier said, was it the king or the soldier? He said, let your God come and save you. Let us see. His God saved him. Now when Daniel finished everything, it was the same Daniel that said these words. He said, they that know their God. He said, they shall be strong. And they shall do what? Exploit. It must be personal, this knowledge. Are you listening to me? As we are teaching congregational like this, it must become a personal encounter to you. What I'm teaching now is congregational. The encounter, it working in your life is personal. You go home and you war with this revelation till it becomes your reality. So that as you are growing and becoming influential in that part of life, you have reached the height of tech and medicine. All of a sudden, Satan will influence somebody to say, you are this one is not allowing money flow in this hospital. Let's remove him. Let's fix one receipt and say he stole money. And suddenly, people are saying he's a thief. Donald is a thief. He's a thief. He has been stealing the money. He did it. But Donald knows his God. He understands. They may even take him to the police station for a while, but he's excited. He's giving God praise in the cell. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He knows something will soon happen. A miracle will somehow. God, how will you do it? Forget about how he will do it. Somehow, the truth will come out very soon. And he'll be promoted to a higher, like Joseph. After all the struggle, he made it to Potiphar's house. That was breakthrough for Joseph. After all the struggle in life, he made it to Potiphar's house. It was a big thing. Imagine after all the sufferings in Makurdi, you go to Lagos and you are working in the governor's house. You'll be very careful not to lose your job. But he lost it. The governor's wife was interested in him. She was cutting eye for him. And Daniel, Joseph, was refusing. You know, the Bible said Joseph said something. He said, how can I do such a great sin against God Almighty? He didn't say my master. He said God Almighty. For the fact he feared God, he didn't do it. He had integrity. Because of that, Daniel, he knew the consequences. She will frame him up. No problem. He ran away. There cannot be fire without smoke. There was evidence. They beat the guy up, took him to prison. No problem. He understood everything. he kept on being faithful, interpreting people's dream in the prison. So I know my cell may be small right now, I'll do it with the whole of my life. Because I know this is my preparatory ground for the big ministry I'm doing tomorrow. So he was so faithful in that cell. He was so faithful. You see, the cell is not even a coincidence. In that prison, or should we call it cell? Just like you have a cell. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He was so faithful there, and suddenly Daniel was up there tomorrow. Somebody said, I know one guy in the prison. Recommendation. Because he had a track record. Would they recommend you that you sell land tomorrow with the fact that you are selling land today and stopping tomorrow? They didn't catch what I'm trying to say now. Now you say you are in real estate. Now you are selling donuts. Tomorrow you start selling cake. What are you doing? Be stable so that we can recommend you. Even if it's not paying off, be stable. Because tomorrow if they say who sells land, we'll be wondering whether it is you. Because there's nothing we have not seen there. Cake we have seen. Donut we have seen. Perfume we have seen. Which one did God inspire that you should start? Somebody should think this night too. Because when we go to certain kings and we want to recommend somebody, we will not even recommend you that will come and spoil our name. That guy that recommended Joseph was so sure that Joseph will not fall his hand. Because Pharaoh was a wicked king. Imagine Joseph comes and not do anything. He will say, who recommended this bastard? Bring him here. But he was so sure that that guy had a track record. He said, I'm so sure he will do it. Deliver now. Deliver in that job you are doing. Deliver. Don't be praying some kind of prayer. Some kind of thing is not even prayer. It's your actions. Just your actions. The way you serve food, you are just working in a restaurant. But the way, there's a way you serve. That anytime that man will come, you say, let that girl serve me. Have you met people like that before? That you want them to serve you, even in fuel station. Where is that, my friend? People are dragging line here. They're like, you still want to go there. You want to just see that person's face. Because he knows how to serve people. Be that kind of person. And suddenly Pharaoh was in charge of everything. He said, except I speak, Joseph should just be doing everything. He's the one in charge. A man from another nation is in charge of another nation. That can only be God. So you see my comparison for Daniel, right? He had excellence. He had value. Some people will tell you, have something to offer. Don't just be praying in tongues. As nice as that thing sounds, it will kill you. It will, Satan, you think it's your value that Satan cares about? You have value, you have value. Satan is looking for his own. If I take this guy there, he will influence club. He will influence club. People will like women and they will like alcohol. Now, this is the one I want. This one knows everything this one knows. And even more. But him is saying, I don't like the fact, this is kind of Christian now. I don't like the fact that Christians just pray in tongues. They are not economical. With everything he knows, God is like, this is here, yeah. That's a voice from heaven now talking. If I take this one there, he will join club. Satan can influence him tomorrow. Because he doesn't have capacity on the inside. If they want to put him in lions, then if they threaten him, he will say, I repent. King, I worship your God. Your God is my God. Because there's no conviction. Some of you talk through. If you're the one in lions, now. Think about yourself at the status quo. If now you, they won't put for lions then and they say, just say Jesus is not, just bow. You say, somebody will not advise you now, just bow. You know, worship him. Now bow, you bow. You don't even talk anything. You know? In fact, if you bow down and say, God, you understand with me. Oh, I know I'm dying. Oh. Now you are still love. Oh. Forget this thing while they talk. Oh, God, now you are love. Oh. Like I had a friend many years ago. He said, what is there? He's not born again at that time. He said, what is there to just deny Jesus for one day and repent? Say, I don't know how these people will be dying. They say, deny Jesus. I deny him. Me and Jesus no say, I know if you deny him. They say, he says, Daniel did not. But you that is just a Christian, a civilized Christian, you know those kind of people. They don't like to associate with us that pray in tongues. So when they talk about the syllables for success, like one pastor is saying recently, he said, when we talk about the syllables of success, some people should not be adding praying in tongues inside. It's not part of it. Yes, praying in tongues did not take Daniel up there. You get what I'm trying to say? What he had to offer took him there, right? Praying in tongues kept him up there. He would have become meat for... Satan does not care about the value. Get there, you understand. They will come and offer certain things to you and say, will you do or not? I have friends in the military. Alright? One of them was sharing with me lately. I would not want to call his name for because some wicked people will be hearing. He went to a certain place. As he came there, they already have his number. They called him and said, hey, so this is what we'll be giving you every month. Just comply. Let everything be passing. He said, who are you? I said, you don't need to know us. You better do it. He said, you are a bastard. You want to claim military man. Do you understand? All of you are bastards. Do you know who I am? Me? God will punish your mothers. All of you. I will clear your doubt. He now came out and said, boys. All the soldiers came. The soldiers were pitying him. The other rank. He's just coming into the place. He doesn't understand. He said, if any bastard brings any container here and he passes, I will kill anybody's mother that tries that. Now, this is how they talk. Alright? You will not see the next day. When he finished making all the mouth, the soldiers complied. They said, oh, God, Semoku, no, allow you pass. They laughed. That night, they called again. If you want to leave in 3 days, avert your decision. Else, you will die. He said, you people say, I'm dying. You're all of you, your fathers. When he finished, he couldn't sleep. They said he would die in 3 days. We are finished one day. He couldn't sleep. Then he called somebody that left the duty post. He said, they say I will die. I said, oh boy, you will die. He said, me? With my boys? He said, now your boys will kill you. He said, one of them has the bullet that will kill you now as I'm talking. One of your boys. He said, well, how you will die is that you just see yourself inside water. And you without trunk, you will just be entering water. And you'll be seeing the soldiers saying bye-bye. He said, that's how you die. He said, bros, you will die. And the guy is not strong in the faith, so he just wanted to leave and repent before he go back to that battle. The Bible says he who leaves, fight and run, leaves to fight and run. So, is it the Bible that said that? There's a saying, So the man used his brain, do you understand? He said, he called the number, he said, I didn't know now, people can pass, so please, my hand is not inside anything, just be passing. That's how he left there. So when he came to another duty, because he was worried, he wanted to leave that place. Then I said, you would have been making like 20 million every week if you understood it. That it is just to comply. This one will give you 5 million. This one will give you 10 million. Before you leave there, you become like a billionaire. So they now showed him the houses some people that left there were building. Some kind of construction they are doing. He now understood the kind of money they made. Well, he didn't regret because he loves Jesus. I even get out trying to say, now look at the compromise. Imagine you are there. You don't know God. You have dignity. You have dignity. You know, having dignity without the anointing is just a wound. So I have integrity. I'm a man of integrity. If you don't get anointing, calm down. Calm down. Because if they throw you inside lion's den, you go survive. It's anointing that will make lion to be like pillow. It's not cho. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? See, get anointed though. It's anointed that will make you go to somewhere, to your place of war, boldly. Sit down on charm like this. They bring Babalawo, he spoke on the charm. You see that, as you see that the Babalawo die immediately, you are sitting on his head. It's only anointing that can do that kind of thing. Only anointing. They say anointing does not have a connection with money. Really? Thou anointed my head with what? My cup, what? You don't understand how it works. Don't say it does not make people rich. When you get anointing, it's not to be carrying anointing bottle everywhere. I think. Anointing means, in the Old Testament, when they pour anointing on your head, they mean you are the choosing one. You are a special one. So firstly, start seeing yourself as special ones. Unique ones. Meaning there's something unique on your inside. Let it out. Let it out. And I grew up. Where you grew up has no connection with the anointing upon your life. There's no connection. You are a different kind of person on the strength of the anointing on your life right now. Are you seeing it now? So that person deceiving you that you should not pray, all those syllables for membership, that prayer is not included. Instead of praying, you are eating. They are saying this life is not by fasting. I went somewhere for a conference in this town. Finally, the thing did not even start because I predicted it to not start. I got offended. They said, this one, this pastor knows science, he's learned, and he's a pastor, let him come and talk. They gave me later. Because we have heard you, we know you are learned, blah, 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 come on. I went there. One came from UN, one came from, well, many big guys. So while they were talking, you know, about how to make sure the economy in Benue State gets up there, blah, 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 how young people should be innovative and etc. One man came and mocked spirituality. I was already wired. I had my paper to talk. You know. And me, I should combine it with the spiritual side. He now came up. He says he's a UN representative. When he climbed up there, he said, you see, the problem with Africa is that they understand God, but China understands the principles of God more than them. I said, is this one alive? He said, for instance, all we do is just pray in tongues. Yeah. I was there. I was doing yeah. But see me now, I'm rich. Because now I understand better. Hi! I just folded the paper. And I threw the paper away. I said, we will see today. It's me to talk after him. Nothing again. I climbed up there. I said, I want to thank God for this opportunity to speak. And this is my first point. You see, some of you, the way you speak is because you are quite shallow in the things of God. Don't speak when you are shallow. I said, for instance, the problem of Nigeria is not the brain of Nigerians. The problem of Nigeria is the brain of the corrupt politicians. Who asked fuel to be 1,000 and say if you buy 10,000 you collect 500? Are you not okay? Are you not mentally unstable? You are scared to answer for you. Now I'm trying to add this one too. I was trying to explain that we Nigerians are very innovative. We are wonderful people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Are you not wonderful people? Are you a dull person? To finish BSU with a second class upper, you know what that means? Where mosquitoes are feasting on you, that your second class is PhD in US. Because you'll be in class, no single mosquito in the town, not just in the class. And AC is blowing you. And you don't make Ubam first class. The father of first class, you make it. After all of this hard work and innovations and the rest, then you now see one man that they are dragging whether he has certificate or not. They say he's your ruler. Where are we going to? Jesus says it's like this. He said the blind leading the blind. We are not blind though. Sorry, the blind leading the ones that can see. No matter where we are going to now, if you don't know where we are going to and you are the one leading us to where we are going to, where are we going to? People of God, answer this question now. If we will know where we are going to, and you who is driving the car don't know where we are going to, and you don't want to listen to where we are going to, where are we going to? We don't know. You they carry us go where we don't know. We don't know. How do you explain a country this blessed borrowing? They promise that we will not borrow. Watch and see. Watch and see. Let's bet we will borrow. They will say it's just small borrow. Just watch and see. What have you put in place that will not borrow? Let me not go back to Sunday second service. Let me try to finish this service. So I was complaining that it should be at least considered. Don't sit down and insult Christians. Christians are not even the problem of Nigeria. You know, some people cry. God, thank you Lord for a good character. Some people, the way they talk, they say, what is the problem of Nigeria? He said, the problem of Nigeria is, sometimes it's your mouth that will put you in problem. Some people, do you know why they will not be president? They talk too much. If you don't talk too much, people will have more respect for you. But you want to be president, you're everywhere, you are talking. Calm down, you are the one we like, calm down. We have chosen you already. What are you going to talk? You are killing your respect now. and talk something that will put you in trouble. See, no matter who is coming to contest, nobody was Jesus before they came to contest. But we know we have chosen our worst best. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So keep quiet. Then they say, what is the problem of Nigeria? You have mine. We die for you. We die for you. You have mine. He said the problem of Nigeria is corruption and this thing. Did he even call corruption? He said it's church, religion. Okay, he said religion. They say call the side of the religion. He said church. He did not call mosques. Don't call mosques. Because if they burn you where? Call mosques. It is we that you can do that kind of thing for. Just call mosques. They will gather at the front of that studio. But you see, we church, anything can happen to us. See, if we are to be sincere, which religion, if they say we are, because we are not a religion, they should go and look for those people they are talking about. If we are actually a religion, like they assume, which problem have we caused? Huh? They say we are paying tithe. You pay tithe, you see auditorium. Huh? Don't you see it? You pay tithe, you see the university. A man started church with Zinc House. Today he has churches everywhere in the world from Nigeria. Instead of coming to kneel down before that man and say, give me wisdom, you say it's a problem. You have all the resources of this country at your big horn. And you are still borrowing. This man gathered 5 people and started. The whole world now coming to Nigeria because of certain men in Nigeria. You are against those men. When last did anybody just sit down from US and say, I feel like visiting Nigeria? If not churches. Yeah. Pastor Chris will do IPPC. Different white men. They come. Last time, Dunamis did a program. They said there is no place to park in the airport. Yes, white men are coming. Nothing brings people to Nigeria like we Christians. Yes, and you sit down and say, we are the problem. That our all night is too much. If for instance, no, because sometimes some people are taking the Christianity too much, I understand. But if you were really sincere, which people do pray more? We pray, we have activities. Some people go to pray in the morning, in the afternoon, in the semi-afternoon, in the evening. Do you even get let's be moving. On a Friday, we don't care about law. If our place of worship is close to the road, no movement. Even if your father is president, we are covering the road. Nobody complains. Even government cannot talk. Against constitution of Nigeria, nobody is talking. What is the major problem? You are seeing the problem now. Okay, lastly now. What made you that is talking to lose the last election? We are winning till he cannot brought the result. Oh my God, you don't understand what I'm trying to say. And you think... If you are winning an election, don't be excited. Though. If Kano's result have not been announced, Kano, they've not called Kano, you are celebrating. Kano might be 17 million, it's 39 million that you hear will come out. Even the ones yet unborn have voted. You know, I'm not trying to insult, but you see all these factors, and it's we you choose to put up there. What does all night has to do with Nigeria economy? Now that we're, how does all night affect this decision this man is making? Are you forget that? How does all night affect stealing money? What is wrong with you? You are stealing money, you say all night. We all know the problem of this country. Well, let's talk it. We all know. Church is not close to the problem. Even fake prophets are not... I don't like fake prophets, but fake prophets are not the problem of Nigeria. They are not. The problem of this country, everybody here know. All of us here, we know. When did we start GCMI? How many were we? See what we are doing today. We bought our land. We have started building. How much do we pay government as tax? One day, they came to my shop. They said I should give 16,000. I say for what? They say for the government. I say why? He said the government needs the money. I say for what? I just gave my father their number. I said, the owner of the shop will call you. My father said, I'm Master Warrant Officer Thomas. Who the hell are you? They say you came to my shop. The man said, no, sir, I was passing. I said, okay. Don't come there again. Don't come there again. Are you people getting wisdom? Are you touching something in God tonight? So like I said, with all these things, we still choose this man. Let him come. Do you understand? On the rock we will build. We are just saying for this thing you said, we have to just. And next time, don't attend. If you are going to meet Nedu, you are going to enter trouble. You will be talking what you are not supposed to talk. Most people that have gone there say they didn't know when they talk what they talk. I'm sure. There are certain places you shouldn't find yourself as somebody. Wait, I don't want to go there. Are you people understanding my message tonight? You know, Nigeria, I say I don't like talking about Nigeria because if I start. Look at the beautiful souls we have here, the beautiful minds. And you think we're a bad nation. We're a useless nation. I know corruption is there, but we are useless. The intelligence in Nigeria. The intelligence. See how we survive on our own. In fact, it's because of how wonderful we are as a nation that the government are doing anything they want to do. Some people, other country, the country would have closed. It would have closed. Celebrate the greatness of your inside. And what is the best part of this message tonight? If your hope is in the government, sorry, if your hope is in this world, you have all men most miserable. There's a glory on your inside. And when that glory finds expression, even the government will favor you. Are you listening to me? They will favor you. Rise on your feet as we pray in the spirit. Give God praise. We are not limited by the system. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Worship him and thank him. We have come to the end of the service. I can hear you. Lift your voices. Lift your voice. Lord, we believe in the power of your word. Lord, we believe in the spirit of your word. Lord, we believe in the power of your word. Your word will heal. Your word has saved. Your word delivers and breaks every chain. Your word will heal. Your word will save. Your word delivers, breaks every chain. Lord, we believe power of your word. Lord, we receive the power of your name. Lord, we believe in the power of your word. Lord, we receive the power of your word. Oh, your word will heal. Your word will save. Your word delivers and breaks every chain. Oh, Lord, we heal. Your word will save. Your word delivers, break every chain. Your word we hear, Lord, we change. Kabara babu shaka barega daba ya karadi ya kabara daba baba ya. Ena ba ya konda ne ba ya kadoza dani ya haba. Ena ba ya konda ya rababu.
hate chains falling. We the army rising up. Yes, we are that army. We are the army again, rising up. That army, we're rising up. Break every chain, every chain, every chain, yeah. Break every chain.
I see a picture of God's hand in the spirit, and I see him molding men, molding, walking. He's walking on people. Shira baba ba ya kaba baba. Onara bosa na na le. Even when it doesn't make sense, trust the Lord. The beautiful, ugly caterpillars eventually become beautiful for butterflies. At that stage of the caterpillar level, it doesn't make sense. You don't look like it. But it's a process. For the beautiful butterfly was once an ugly caterpillar. No magnitude, no direction. But it's a process. Some of you are in that point of your life. You are wondering, what are we doing, God? You are doing something. You are doing something. He's working. He's working. Nina Kawo Yabo Yesu Sarkin Salaba Kaina Sarkin Salama Sarkin Salaba. He's the Prince of Peace. Let the peace of God beyond understanding guard your heart. For the Holy Ghost is working in my earthen vessel. The Holy Ghost is working in my earthen vessel. It's only a season. He's the Holy Ghost is working in my earthen vessel. You're the Holy Ghost, you're working in my Spirit, rain, Spirit, rain from my eternity. So Spirit, rain. Oh, Spirit, breath. Oh, breath. Spirit, breath. He's the Holy Ghost that's walking in my head. Woo! The Holy Ghost is walking in my For the Holy Ghost is, as we give him the opportunity, by yielding to the Holy Spirit, he's walking. You're the Holy Ghost, you're walking in my intimacy. The Holy Ghost is walking, he's walking. So Spirit, breathe. Spirit, pray from the certain person.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.